Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
James Williams, Bears right tackle. Now that's a big person.
You talk about a guy
6'7".
I mean, how would you go around that thing?
Who else? Big Cat Williams. Watch the big guy's arm come up right there and block it. And that is his 7th block kick.
You know, it's funny, we talked about Big Cat Williams, and he's not going to let that Dwayne Rudd thing die. And the guy who he's recruited has been Olin Krutz, who's just looking for a cause.
Big Cat, who was the leader of our team when I first got to Chicago.
So the Bears have gone on offense for the first time, and the only team in the league that have these 5 starters intact for the entire year. Olin Krutz and Big Cat Williams headed for the Pro Bowl.
Good genes, hard work. I didn't want to miss a play. I didn't want to miss a game.
James Big Cat Williams, 11 years in the league, and he gets his first Pro Bowl start.
Kramer going up top. And he's going for the touchdown as Conway.
And you look at the time he has to throw this ball. This time, Big Cat Williams does a good job. Reggie White is going to bring the pressure. Nice job inside all the way around. Kramer can step into it, and that's 6 points.
Well, you see Big Cat Williams there, number 71. Trying to get this offense going. He's talking to the troops, and he's the elder statesman of this crew, and made his first Pro Bowl this season and trying to do everything that he can to get this team motivated and playing at the level that they know that they can play.
I pulled up to the old house hall, got out of a limo. Dave McGinnis, Ditka, and a group of media were sitting out there, and McGinnis turned to Ditka and said, "Damn, that's the biggest cat I've ever seen in my life."
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
He did a great job on post-game yesterday with Olin and Mully, and now he's nice enough after watching the game and reviewing the tape to come and hang out with us, which is nice. James Big Cat Williams joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Cat, thanks so much for joining us, man. How much did you enjoy the win yesterday?
Hey, man, thanks for having me, and I definitely enjoyed it a lot. You know, when I was doing the post game prior, we had a lot of losses in at that period of time. So it was fun to be able to come on and get a win, and you know, be able to talk about a win. Those are always good days.
What'd you think of the offensive line that you got to really watch in detail yesterday?
Well, I think you're watching a unit that is growing together. Darnell Wright and Jackson having the ability to work together. A young Benedict and Tooney being able to work together. And Dahlman kind of just holding everybody accountable and holding everybody together as they work through the things that they work through. You know, watching Darnell Wright as he's grown over the last couple years has been fun for me because – you know, being a guy that started on defense and moving over to offensive tackle, I understood some of the growing pains that he was going through. And, you know, it's not the same for him because he has played offensive tackle his entire life. But I understood, you know, the things that I wanted, that I saw him do wrong, that I wanted him to correct. And now I'm starting to see the fruit from all that, as he's just turning into a, you know, dominating right tackle.
What are the things that he was doing wrong that you've seen him have a chance to correct?
Well, it's the same things that most young offensive tackles deal with, as far as, you know, trying to get not believing in your strength. And this is just from my aspect. I was a strong guy, but at times I didn't believe in my strength. And what that caused me to do was try and get my whole body into a block, not realizing that all I had to do was have a good base underneath me and use the length that I had, as opposed to sticking my head in there and getting my head down and allowing a player to either swim me to the outside or get me off balance because I was trying to put too much into a block. But once I realized, or, you know, Tony Wise helped me realize that, you know, me being balanced and me being able to use my length was the advantage that I needed. And I had the strength to do those things, but it was just convincing myself that I had the strength to do it. And I see some of that with Darnell Wright. Now, it might not be the same thought process for him, but I'm seeing now him being able, you know, you see the one pass protection where he just a spinning defensive end, and he just plasters him and knocks him right off his feet, right into the ground. But, you know, that is because of his base. He sat back well. He kept his lines, his shoulders parallel to the line of scrimmage. And when the spin move came, he was set. He was ready for it. He delivered a blow, caught a guy on one foot, and knocked him right off his feet. And, you know, as a former offensive tackle, I love seeing that.
That was the play we were going to ask you about. That's Brian Burns spinning. Lawrence, you and I were just looking at it at the break. It's on the Colston Loveland completion on third down. Burns is spinning, and Darnell just reaches out and swats him down to the ground.
I've always thought, Kat, that that's a very vulnerable position for a defensive end. And I know that Dwight Freeney was maybe a little undersized, so he was able to get some leverage in his spin move on people. But when it comes to defending that particular move, what's key for a tackle to do?
Well, let's go to Burns first, because I think when you're talking about a spin move, the spin move works best when the defensive end or defensive lineman is engaged with that offensive player. He has tried to throw a rip or tried to do something to the outside shoulder. He realizes he's not going to get there, and he's able to spin back to the inside or outside with the help of, you know, using his elbow to help gauge where that offensive lineman is. But when you see a guy like Burns that kind of spun just out of the blue, and for Wright to be set already and waiting on him, that was a no-win situation. There was no way that Burns was going to either get inside or get outside of him, because he was balanced. He was ready for whatever move came his way. And, you know, you have to be, in my opinion, engaged in a guy in order to use that spin. That was one of the things that Freeney was real good at. He could get you up the field. He could make you turn your shoulders parallel to the sidelines as opposed to parallel to the line of scrimmage. And now that inside route is open for him. So, you know, to see Darnell Wright get a good setback, to get his feet planted, to extend his arms, to be able to use a strong punch, you know, that's all you're looking for.
When you brought up your own transition and you were talking about Darnell, I actually had it in my notes when I knew that you were coming on the show. I wanted to ask you about that as it pertains to Theo Benedet, who is a guy who's still trying to learn how to play at the professional level. So what are the things that you see from him? Because I feel like he does play with strength, and he plays with a little bit of edge and anger. And now it's a matter of technique with him. But what do you see when you see him play, and what tips would you give him?
And you're right. Those are two of the key components: being able to play with strength, being able to play with an edge. Now it's all about refining the technique. And, you know, you're talking about a guy that's moved from right tackle to left, and that is a chore in itself. His ability to move people off the ball, his work on double teams when he's working with Tooney, or when he's working with whether it be Komet or Loveland. You know, he has the things that you're looking for, like you said, Lawrence, but you're just looking for him to refine them. You're looking for him to be able to get up out of his stance in pass protection, set back, get enough depth so that he can widen the pocket for Caleb. You know, when you hear me talk about turning your shoulders to the sidelines, when an offensive tackle, whether he be on the left side or the right side, turns his shoulders parallel to the sidelines, now he makes that corner so much shorter for the defensive end or outside linebacker or whoever's rushing off the edge. And that makes it harder for, you know, it doesn't really give the quarterback an area to step up in. But when he's able to keep his shoulders parallel to the line of scrimmage, get some depth, now you can deepen that pocket. That quarterback can sit back there for a little bit longer, and he has that ability to step up if the guys inside have stopped those inside moves. So with Theo, I'm just looking for him to, you know, not have to put his head into everything. He's a big enough, strong enough guy. And some of these things are things that just come along with the reps. You know, some things you just learn through the competitive reps over and over and over and over again. And I think that's one of the things that we'll have to see if he's able to progress from here, go even higher with the reps that he's getting this season.
James Big Cat Williams is with us here on The Score. It's a Spiegel and Holmes show. James, the Bears have the third best offense in the NFL by yardage behind the Colts and the Bills. When it comes to running the ball, they have the second best running game in the NFL behind the Bills and ahead of the Colts. My goodness, after years of offensive coordinators giving lip service to needing to run the ball, what are your feelings watching how Ben Johnson actually seems to give a crap about running the ball?
Well, you have to love it because, I mean, first of all, if we were talking about this during the offseason, it'd have been, you know, maybe a 70-30 chance that they are not going to accomplish what they've accomplished so far. But to see them go out there, struggle for the first two games of the season, have that bye, talk about addressing the run game, actually going in and addressing the run game, figuring out what they were doing well, what they needed to work on, not only as a unit, but as individuals, and see them come out for these last six games and be able to put it into effect. You know, you like you said, you've often heard coaches talk about it, but you've never seen the coaches actually get it done. And we're seeing it get done right now. So, you know, the thought process is that the competition is about to get stiffer. You're about to come into your conference, which is a very difficult conference to manage right now. And can you keep doing the same things? Can you keep moving those defensive linemen off the ball? Can you keep picking up the stunts that they're running to try and stop the run as effectively as they have the last couple games? So, you know, these are the things that I'm going to be looking for in the next couple weeks.
I'm going to take the offensive line guys out of it for a second, Kat.
You just lost me, Lawrence.
No. But we're going to get to it. Listen, how do you know that you have guys around you that are willing to block? And the reason that I bring it up is that when there were some duo blocks and isolation blocks for Cole Kmet yesterday, I felt like he deserved a game ball yesterday because it wasn't him in the pass game necessarily. It was him doing all of the dirty work. So for an offensive lineman, when you see that the other parts of the offense are as willing to go in there and do the job as you are, what impact does that have on you?
Oh, it has a big impact because, you know, you hear everyone talk about the coaching staff I'm talking about as far as receivers blocking downfield. You know, you don't block, you don't get thrown the ball. And you can see where those things make a difference. As a lineman, I'm not looking to run 20 yards down the field to have to block somebody. You know, that's beyond my scope of conditioning. But, you know, those wide receivers, when you see them blocking down the field, when you see those tight ends working hard double teams with the tackles, or, you know, trap blocks on the inside, picking off a blitzing linebacker or a defensive lineman that has come through, that pumps the whole unit up, because we as a group know that it takes all 11 to get the job done. And when you see all 11 out there giving it their all and making their blocks, you see the benefits of it from the, whether it be a 29-yard run from Caleb or a 15-yard run from Swift. You know, it all falls in the same category. We are doing our job. We're doing it together. We're making the adjustments that we need to make. And, you know, we're moving the ball now.
James, C.J. Gardner-Johnson has come in, and apparently players say they are gravitating to his swagger, and they're like enjoying his attitude. It's a wonderful story, really, of a dude who was on the couch and saw his football mortality for 6 weeks. And, you know, can a guy's attitude and his edge have an effect on a room when he's kind of popped into it in the middle of a season like this?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You definitely want a couple guys in each meeting room that have a little edge to them. You're going to have some that have a little more edge than others. And those are the guys that you just hope can keep it under control when it needs to be kept under control. But go ahead, fly off the handle. I got your back. You know, do what you want, say what you want. Don't get us any penalties. You know what I mean? Don't get yourself in trouble off the field. But if you're going to go out there and you're going to antagonize those guys and push their buttons, you know, I don't see why anybody would be against it. You know, we sit back and you look at the draft a couple years ago when we had a chance to bring a defensive lineman in here, and all they talked about was the locker room wasn't ready for him. They did not have the pieces in place to control a person like that. Well, maybe you need that person in there anyway to, you know, cause a little havoc, to keep people on edge, to make people walk on eggshells, because sometimes that's what they need. You know, walking around that locker room on eggshells isn't always a bad thing.
What did you think of how Caleb played yesterday?
Thought it was an up and down game. I thought that he used his legs well. I mean, you saw pressure at times when he was literally in the grass and he was able to keep his balance. He was able to run around. There were a couple times where I thought, you know, just him spinning and running, that he was going to run himself right into one of those big hits from one of those big defensive ends on the outside that were putting pressure on him. But he was able to get out of him. And then you watch his arm strength while he's running. And I mean, it's pretty impressive. I'd like to see some things cleared up. And as far as his accuracy, I know people, and we talked about it on the post-game show, about the drops that the wide receivers, running backs, you know, that were going around during yesterday's game. Yes, you have to clean up those drops, but also, yes, some of those passes have to be a little more precise. And when you're the first pick of the first round, you know, everybody expects you to be the guy that is on target all the time. And it's fun watching him grow, because I think every game this season he's brought a little something different to each game that makes you go, wow, that kid is pretty good, you know. And then you see the young side of him every once in a while, where, you know, okay, maybe I wouldn't have thrown that pass, or okay, maybe I'd have gotten out of bounds there, or maybe it was time for you to just, you know, slide here. So watching his progression has been quite fun, quite interesting.
The Bears this week will go out to Minneapolis. It's a place that gets loud. It's a defensive coordinator that loves to throw all sorts of stuff at an offensive line and at a young quarterback. when you look at the Vikings and they're desperate for a win, what are the things that you're hoping the Bears are prepared for when they face Brian Flores again?
Well, like you said, Brian Flores likes to bring things from all over the place. So they are going to have to be on their P's and Q's. The offensive line is going to have their communication down. And it's not always about the communication. It's going to be about them as a line being on the same page. Because if Darnell Wright can look at a front and Jackson can look at the same front and they're seeing the same things, they're knowing how they have to block whatever the play might be, whether it's a pass protection, whether it's outside zone, whether it's duo, as long as they know who their responsibilities are and it's consistent across the line, now you don't see people being turned free because of the noise. But when you get into a situation where they have to communicate, where they have to talk to each other, where, you know, they're saying, look, we're doubling this three technique up to the middle, up to the Mike linebacker, you might not be able to hear the guy next to you in Minnesota. You know, so them being on the same page and not having to communicate it, but just knowing that that is their responsibility, that can go a long way in a game like, you know, in Minnesota. You always hear people talk about how important it is for a line to play together for, you know, a certain amount of time. The longer they can play together, the better they play as a unit. Well, them playing together allows them not to have to communicate as much as they needed to when they first started working together. So with the noise in Minnesota, like I said, if they're able to see the same things, they will be able to move some people off the ball.
Kat, this was delightful, man. We always learn so much when you're on, and we appreciate it. You did a great job on the post-game show yesterday.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate that.
You got it, man. That was really great to get the thought process from James on the tackle play and the overall offensive line. And we should say, penalties down yesterday, only 3 for 25 yards. That is a nice improvement of a crucial aspect that has been damaging for the Bears. Another one, red zone offense.
Very efficient yesterday.
Yesterday, incredibly efficient for the Bears on offense, and it was efficient last week, too. So, you know, they were very good last week and very good this week. So that has gotten a lot better on multiple ways. There are reasons to feel good about the overall, you know, improvement of this team.
I love talking to offensive linemen. I really do, because you get to see, like, how much they're thinking and what they're thinking about. And now, like, when you, for us as a show and maybe for you as a listener, as you listen to Olin, and now you can match some of the stuff that Kat's saying to what Olin's saying, because those are different positions that they're playing, and their needs and wants are different on each play.
Think about a dude that big and that strong talking about having to learn to trust his strength. So don't freak out about getting your body in the way. Because, oh, by the way,
it's so ridiculous to think of, like, if you've ever been around Big Cat.
Right. But or Darnell. Like, oh, all I need to do is just have a good base, and then my punch with the left hand is plenty.
Right.
Even for you, a football player, NFL defensive end.
Even for you, a guy with 11 sacks on the season, if I do my job, you're going to fall to the ground.
It's hilarious. Brian Burns spinning out of control, and Darnell's like, I got you, and just a little left-handed punch, and down he goes. It's very instructive. 3 for 4 in the red zone. Yesterday, scoring touchdowns. And last week, 4 for 6 at Cincinnati. So, improvement there for the Bears. Now they just got to work on the drops.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like that was anomalous. I don't think that we're going to see another game like that for a while.
Fancy word.
I hope that we don't.
Word boy.
If we do see that, then that's going to be
a not anomalous.
There's going to be a problem. And then people got to go. Gots to go. When we come back, does it matter that the Bears are winning ugly? We've got some thoughts on that. And we ran a test case earlier today. I've got something I want to add to this to to maybe make people think about it. You up for that conversation?
Of course.
All right, let's do it next here on The Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't care in the point that you won't apologize for your record, right? You won't apologize for who they put on the field. You won't apologize for the way you've beaten certain teams, right? Like blocking a field goal against the Raiders, last second field goal against the Commanders, the catch by Colson Loveland, against the Bengals. You won't apologize for that, but you do care in the sense of, like, you have to get things corrected. You understand you haven't played the best teams. You understand the focus it's going to take. If you're a leader in that locker room, you may even be saying what we're saying, right? Okay, like, remember, guys, remember who we played. Remember how bad that Bengals defense was against stopping the run. The Giants defense bad on the edges against stopping the run. So just remember, this is going to be a tougher test. We have to get these little problems fixed. I saw a little more mental mistakes in the run game yesterday than I had saw the previous 2 or 3 weeks.
Olin Krutz, and obviously when Olin speaks, we listen. There's no doubt about that. The guy is an oracle. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show, and before we're done, we're giving away tickets to see OAR with Gavin DeBraw and KT's Tunstall at Huntington Bank Pavilion on Northerly Island on Sunday, September 6th, provided by Live Nation. Be caller 6 at 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
You got any tickets laying around? Let me know.
The next time you hear that, call up and we'll get you hooked up with some tickets.
Lawrence, it is year one of Ben Johnson. It is not year one of Ryan Poles, but he's in year one of an extension.
Yeah, it's kind of year one.
It's kind of year one.
All, like, over again.
Right, they got a chance to really, like, restart this engine together with alignment this year.
Yeah, and if you're Ryan Poles, you're pointing to your wins. You're like, quarterback looks pretty good, huh? That's a win. Look at Darnell Wright. Yeah, look at that guy, see?
I'll give you one more for Ryan Poles. Tremaine Edmonds looks pretty good right now, doesn't he?
Well, I mean, and TJ Edwards had looked good, too. And then you go, Monungai, huh? Yeah, Monungai guy, yeah. That guy, uh-huh. And Ben Johnson.
Well, Ben Johnson looks really, really good.
Here's my thing. I understand every single criticism of the Bears' 6-3 record. And you know me, Speaks. I'm not one to grab any pom-poms. I'm not one that's like, oh, this is the greatest thing that I've ever seen.
I believe pom-poms are not even sold in Worrytown.
No, they're not. They're not. We banned them. We're big on that in Worrytown. But I look at it as I'd rather see the team win in these situations than have them as these learning opportunities. Like, well, they've got to learn how to win. This is the type of stuff that we hear from people all the time. You know what the Bears are doing? They're learning how to win, and they're winning the games. This is not college football. There's not going to be a committee. They're going to look at records when it comes to the playoffs, and your team can get in with a good enough record. And the Bears are in a great position right now to get themselves in it. The other thing that the issue that I have, which is most prominent, and I want to know what you think of it as like a thought exercise. In a season where you don't have Super Bowl expectations, isn't it okay to win ugly? If you're the Bills and you're winning ugly, it doesn't feel great, right? Because you're super close to being a Super Bowl team. If you're Baltimore and you got to dig your way out of this mess that you made, that doesn't feel as great. This is a shock that the Bears are 6-3. And it is a pleasant surprise that they are 6-3. I don't understand why it shouldn't be treated that way. As a pleasant surprise with, hey, maybe some things are getting better. Even if that getting better is incremental, why not live in the place where, hot damn, the Bears are 6-3.
Yeah, man.
And we're halfway through the season now.
I think that's where we ought to be living. I agree. I agree that that's where we ought to be living. It's a bonus year. I mean, and when you say bonus year, I don't know about you, but I guess I'll always think of 2015 for the Cubs as like recent vintage of like, all right, this is a project and a thing they're working on. It feels a little bit early, but you know, this is the NFL and like turnarounds do happen rather quickly. So it's a little bit different, but this is year one of a brand new coach with his brand new staff. And it's not like he goes back forever with all of these coaches. He's learning to work with Dennis Allen. He's learning to work with some of these other dudes and Declan Doyle and everything. So it's a new staff and a new relationship for coach and GM. This is and for the quarterback to get it, it does feel like a bonus year to me. So I'm thrilled with where they are. It's super fun to be where they are. And it's dangerous because we can start to think about all sorts of things.
Sure. And you can see stuff. I'm not saying to ignore some of the things, some of the warning signs that you see in games.
Yeah.
But I am going to say that if the Bears were to have lost these games, if they had lost the Raiders game, had they lost the Bengals game, had they lost yesterday, we would be fielding phone calls. We would be talking to experts who would tell you that the Bears need to learn how to win. This, to me, is part of that process, the learning how to win. This is it.
You know, the thing is, though, like one thing that makes it a little, perhaps this week, a little more difficult to digest in that, like, comfortable way is that it's, like, the fourth week in a row of essentially the coach telling you. And he said it yesterday after the game.
He keeps saying it.
He said it, I feel like I'm on repeat here. But we're not playing our best football, and we're still getting a win. And that does mean that it should be optimistic and everything you're talking about, but it is the third or fourth week in a row, and you feel kind of lucky to get out of there with a win.
What got better yesterday, though?
Special teams.
And?
Penalties. Penalties. Red zone got better. Penalties got better. And I think yesterday was a step forward for the quarterback. I mean, I think overall, when you think about it, in terms of how he played in structure, the numbers would be great if it wasn't for all those drops. And then what he did in the fourth quarter and him being locked in the way they talked about it, I feel like yesterday feels like a really good data point for the quarterback in a way that, for instance, there have been some wins where I didn't feel like they were good data points for the quarterback. Yesterday I thought was.
Part of the reason that I hate doing the schedule release, here's what the Bears record thing is going to be. I always love when Rosie would just put it in the Tribune and be like,
win.
16-0.
Yeah.
Or 0-16.
Yeah.
Because that's how I feel about it. And the reason that I feel that way about it is when you look at that schedule, you look at the game against the Ravens and against the Bengals, and you go, oh, well, those are going to be extremely hard. The Bears might get blown out in those games. And the Bears didn't play great against Baltimore, and they ended up losing to a backup, and it was super frustrating.
Hmm.
Things happen. The NFL narrative, and I've been talking to you about this in like our meetings, it feels like everyone holds on to the narrative coming into the season without telling the story of the season that's actually in front of them.
We're at an inflection point for that, though, this year, right?
I think so.
I think we're not talking about, boy, I wonder if the Vikings made the right call in letting Sam Darnold go. I think now we're talking about, oh my God, did you see Seattle just put up 38 points in the first half? Like Sam Darnold is balling, period. You know what I mean?
And the Commanders are bad.
Yeah.
And even with Jaden Daniels.
Dan Quinn is taking over the defensive play calling. This came out today.
Right? Now, this is a team that was this close to going to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
And even the narrative of Jaden's so far ahead of Caleb. And we had talked about this as a show. And I was like, I'm a Jaden guy. I was like, no, he's not. Like, it looks like it because of what happened last year.
Yeah.
But if you were paying attention to the beginning of the season, the Bears quarterback got a lot closer to what was going on. So I just feel like the games are so scarce and seasons are so precious that what good does it do to be in a place where you're upset that your team barely won? They won, and you didn't think that they were going to win the Super Bowl this year anyway. So this feels like extra. It feels like bonus. It feels like, man, this is great.
Right.
There might be real January football for the Bears.
So you don't want to look through the schedule and pencil in wins and losses from here on out?
No.
Because it gets a little hinky if you do that.
No.
So you don't do that.
I don't do that. And I also think that, and my hope, and that's why I asked Kat that question, my hope is that the Bears look at what happened in the first game against the Vikings and they look at him now and be like, you know what? Screw Brian Flores. Screw J.J. McCarthy. We got something for him this time. That's what I'm hoping happens, where some of these teams that you thought were going to just blow the doors off people are not. Some teams are still trying. The Packers still don't have an identity. They're really good, but they don't have an identity as a team.
This is going to be an interesting one tonight. The Packers are 5-2-1 hosting the Eagles tonight. If they lose,
they do have an identity.
They lose and go to 5-3-1, then you got the Bears tied for first with Detroit.
That Eagles team is one of the only teams this year that I feel like they are playing to who they've been. There are other teams in the league who are not, and that's what's beautiful about the NFL. It's designed to work out this way. Buffalo thought they had the AFC East on lock, and guess what? They don't. And they are running scared and running behind what's happening in New England.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of this stuff we hold on to, like, well, this can never happen because this team has this guy and this coach is over here. Bleep happens. And the fact that it's happening and the Bears are in a place where they're able to capitalize on it.
Yeah, man.
I'm here for it.
That's Lawrence Holmes. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show on the Score. Jason Leisure, top of the hour from the Sun-Times on all the Bears news of the day and from yesterday. When we come back, Mully, Olin, Big Cat, having some fun with names. Let's have fun with them, shall we? So next on the Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now it's good to have fun with Dame.
Great response to that last conversation. And an ongoing conversation continuing via the text line. Texter saying, don't you think people worry that wins have the potential of covering up existing issues? I love the wins. I just hope the head coach and the quarterback and the GM are being real honest about how far away they still are. I think we hear the head coach being realistic every single game. Even in handing the game ball to the quarterback yesterday, best is yet to come. He was like being a little cautious as he did it. He is the standard that he's setting is very, very clear.
Yes. And the other thing is, I also think it's a little weird for fans to necessarily worry about that.
Well, we think we're the GMs. You know, we think we're the coach. We want to think like them. I get it.
Yeah, but the coach is out here celebrating every win.
He's celebrating but with also, honesty.
Yes, and telling you, hey, man, like this is where we can still get better, and this is where I'm pushing for us to still get better, as long as there's no complacency.
Yeah, and I don't think that is the case. All right, names are fun. Pat Hughes has fun with names. Mully, Olin, and Big Cat, after the post game, we're having fun with names, Tanny?
Yeah, the callers, it hasn't just been our show. It's been over the past 24 hours or so.
No.
So they got a little taste of what we were dealing with today.
All right, good.
Let's squeeze in Kevin. Kevin's on the south side. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, this is Keith, not Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry, Keith.
K-E-I-T-H.
All right, we got
I'm
it.
I'm going to break
and,
that
down.
I apologize.
That's K-E-I-T-H.
Whoa.
On the south side.
Okay.
Okay. What I wanted to say is...
Olin, Keith. I'm Olin. That's Big Cat. O-L-I-N.
Hey, Big Cat. How you doing out there, man?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. What I want to say is, as Keith, K-E-I-T-H...
Oh, thanks,
is
Kevin.
That... Mm-hmm. is that if Ben Johnson is the thinking man's coach, then Caleb Williams is the thinking man's quarterback.
I apologize about misnaming you.
And is Keith, or Keith knows, K-E-I-T-H, as he knows, man. I mean, when Russell Wilson was in the game, W-I-L-S-O-N, when he was in the game, man, it was over, right? Like, they couldn't move the ball.
Oh, that is tremendous. Team Mully on that guy. That guy pointing it out again and again. And Mully's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And then the offensive lineman coming to Mully's defense.
More patient than I would have been.
O-L-I-N.
Just wanted Mully to be like, okay, I'm not sorry, Kevin.
I'm now not sorry. Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
And Mully called him Kevin again at the end. That is hilarious.
I thought Kevin did a great job with that phone
call.
Yeah,
me too. K-E-V-I-N.
Sure.
And then there was another caller who kept... messing up on the coach's name as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Brad Johnson. Coach Brad Johnson.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
That's not who it is.
No. It's Ben Johnson.
It happens. I get it. They're not play-by-play guys.
No. When it happens when it's a play-by-play guy, then that's really extra special.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a caller that just wanted the guys to be positive.
He did?
Only positivity.
Hmm.
Olin had fun with that one, too. Yeah. But, yeah, a lot... interesting callers.
Folks, that...
Wait, did you guys mention, did you say something about play-by-play guys?
Yeah.
Oh, I got some for that, too.
So, Ronald Reagan, well before becoming president, he was a sportscaster.
That's
he called
right.
Big Ten football. He called That's Iowa right. football games. Would you like to call a play?
Well, I would like to do that if you'd like me to, but I will say that your second string, your backup quarterback, is a good quarterback, and he's had some very good games for you, and your first string quarterback has the potential, I think, to be a great quarterback. He's got to stop the injuries somehow. And let's see, we have a very important, I think this is a very important couple of plays.
Here we go. Second and seven.
Yeah, second and seven. Let's see what happens. Whoa.
That's
all right.
Kroski Merritt.
Not bad.
Takes it down to the 5-yard line.
That's right. That's right. Good runner.
There we go.
That's not play by play.
Whoa. Well, hold on.
Hold on. Okay.
It was television and not radio.
I'm pretty sure that was color commentary.
He may be calling the AFC South sooner than later.
Here's a question.
The AFC Trump. That's the division. He's got to name it after himself.
Well, isn't the stadium going to be named after him?
I think so.
Here's the question. For you, Matt Spiegel, specifically.
Okay.
Is the president better than Spiro Dedis? Can you see a booth of Trump
and Arch
and Aditi? He would never toss it to Aditi. He would have to give her like a nickname or something.
And you had a great coach, George Allen. Yep. And you know, George Allen was fantastic.
Yeah. President Trump, they're going for two.
All right, anytime the Bears go for two rest of the year, we need Jonathan Vilma.
And you had a great coach, George Allen. Yep. And you know, George Allen was fantastic.
Yeah. President Trump, they're going for two.
Uh-oh. Sorry to interrupt your important diatribe about George Allen here. He wouldn't ever toss it to Aditi. You're right.
He'd have to give her a nickname. That's all.
Oh, my God.
He would not even attempt the last name.
What do you think, Spiegs, PvP guest? Does he meet or exceed the criteria?
He's never done baseball. I don't believe he's ever done baseball. Reagan did baseball. Reagan, I remember Reagan at an All-Star game years ago watching Bo Jackson hit a home run. Oh, that was his response.
It was on TV.
Yeah, it was. It was on TV in the same way. Damn you, Tanny.
So wait, who did a better job yesterday
Spiro?
And Saturday? President Trump or Gus Johnson?
Oh, man. We'll get to Gus.
Is he okay?
I don't know. Sometimes
we were all worried about him.
I was talking to a prominent play-by-play guy in the business yesterday.
His name was Matt Spiegel.
No, it wasn't me. But he said, I heard what Gus was doing. That's not the job. He said, that's not the job.
Oh, no.
Well, see.
That's not who I was talking
to. No. You guys don't talk.
I'd be up for it. I gave him the chance.
You did. You gave him a fair chance. It just didn't work out. Some people are not meant to be friends. And that's okay. I'm learning those things.
You are, huh? See, we grow. We age. We commiserate. You know?
Sometimes you just go, all right, you got it.
Yeah.
You got it, big dog.
Yeah, that's why sometimes you go and you relax over in Raised Eyebrow Park there on the outskirts of Worrytown.
I will say that was a great visual.
That was a really good visual.
That's well done.
I'll give it up for that guy. He's allowed to call back.
Yeah, he can.
Okay.
Yeah, mark that down, Alex. Jason Leisure's got some splaining to do. It's next here on The Score.
Second and seven. Let's see what happens. Whoa.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.